en el 911335833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Every company needs a very special plan to develop the human resources, the important people for the future. If some of these important people don't speak English well yet, there's an important deficiency, and we at Vaughn Systems are here to solve it. And we know how to provide solutions. Advanced Systems.
Deje de engañarse. Llámenos y concierte una cita con nosotros. Encontraremos la solución que necesita su empresa. 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Everybody, welcome back. Sorry for the delay. I was clearing my throat. Yeah, it's Kyle Miller here with the final half hour of today's Drive Time show right here on Vaughn Radio. And it is 7 o'clock, which means it's time for today's...
What's that sound?
Tino's going to play a sound. We are going to try to guess it. Vamos a adivinar. We're going to guess the sound. Try to tell me what it is. And if you want to participate, Tino, how can they find me on Twitter? Find me on Twitter. I'm Kyle Miller.
Or I'm Kilimiar.
I'm Kilimiar. It's true. Okay, let's hear that sound. Was this the where you were working on Friday night, Tino? Tino was out at a concert Friday night enjoying this stuff, right? Yeah. What do you call this type of music? In English,
In English, hombre.
In Spanish, that's too easy for you. Tell me what it's called in English. Describe it. Where would you hear this? Where or maybe when would you hear this music in this sort of setting? Tell me. Describe it. We'll talk about it in a few minutes, okay? But for now, speaking of music, let's go into a section called It's in the Music. Okay, we do not have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are suffering minor technical difficulties. But we're going to take a look at the Michael Jackson song, Beat It. And it's obviously a classic song, a legendary song from 1982 from the best-selling album of all time. That's right, the best-selling album, best-selling. Great sell. It's the best-selling, worst-selling, best. Yeah, it's an interesting compound adjective, best-selling album, Thriller. Thriller, what an album that was, right? Now, the song is called Beat It. You know this song. Everybody knows this song, right, Tino? Beat It. Come on. Who doesn't know this? Now, Beat It is like, get out of here. Lárgate de aquí. Tú fuera. Beat It. Scram. Get out of here, right? And the lyrics are about life on the streets and gang activity. Something that really Michael Jackson was very detached from. Michael Jackson did not grow up with a gang or with any. Michael Jackson grew up in a recording studio, really. He grew up with his parents, his father, Michael Jackson's father, was really controlling his life to the extent that it was really quite sad how Michael Jackson kind of lacked childhood. But anyway, he wrote about a lot of topics, and this one is one he was quite detached from, gang activity. So his interpretation of two gangs coming together to fight was sort of based on interpretations of what he had seen, especially in West Side Story, where you had gangs, you know, interpreting musical art. West Side Story, of course, the 1957 musical that was made into a popular movie in 1961. An interesting thing about this song as well, Eddie Van Halen played the guitar solo. Did you know that, Tino? It was Eddie Van Halen who played the guitar. And he did this as a favor for the producer, Quincy Jones, and he was not paid. Imagine that. You played the guitar on Beat It, and you don't get any money. And they sell, like, the amount of copies that they sold of that record, the greatest-selling album of all time, and a classic guitar solo as well. Right? Eddie connected to Quincy Jones through Van Halen's producer, a guy named Ted Templeman, who was also good friends with Quincy Jones. And Quincy Jones, not only a producer, but yeah, he was very, very close to Michael Jackson creatively as well at this time. Part of Jackson's legacy was his crossover success with white audiences. Something that, you see, they had this moment where they were a Motown group. They were a Motown, which was all black. And they were on a Motown record label. But Jackson said, you know, he wanted to be a crossover artist who would bring sort of the Motown style but adapt it for white audiences as well. And Beat It was a key song in Michael Jackson's transition and in his rise to superstardom with a style of music that would appeal to everyone. There are a few interesting things about this song as well. One of them is that about 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the song, there's a knocking noise at the door. That's just before Eddie Van Halen starts his guitar solo. And there's rumors. The rumor is that Eddie Van Halen was angry and he made that noise. And he was telling his assistant producer to, you know, something negative, let's say. But the truth is that that's not the truth. In fact, it was actually just an intentional sound created by Michael Jackson banging on a drum case. And Michael Jackson, if you look at the credits on Thriller, Michael Jackson is listed on Beat It as the singer and also the drum case beater. Now, the music video for the song is one of the most popular and memorable of the MTV music video era. Michael Jackson became the first black artist to get regular airplay on the network when Billie Jean went into rotation. And when the clip from Beat It was delivered, both videos were in heavy rotation through the summer. That was the summer of 1983. And they were in heavy rotation. They were getting played a lot. Beat It and Billie Jean. But anyway, let's take a look at the lyrics to this song, Beat It. Okay. You know this one, hey? Everybody, come on. Everybody knows this one. They told him, don't you ever come around here. No vienes por aquí. Don't come around. Hey, they told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You'd better disappear. You had better. Más vale que te, right? You'd better get out of here. Vete. Go away. Más vale que, you'd better. The fire's in their eyes, and their words are really clear. So beat it. Just beat it. right? So it gives this idea of gang interaction. Don't come around here. They don't want to see you. You'd better leave. Lárgate.
Hasta luego, tronco.
Yeah, get out of here. You'd better run. You'd better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood. Don't be a macho man. Don't want to see no blood. Double negative, but a poetic use here. No queremos ver sangre. You know, don't be a macho man. Don't try to be a hero. Just get out of here. You want to be tough? You better do what you can. So beat it. But you want to be bad. But you want to be bad. So he says, you should leave, but you want to be tough. Oh, you think you're really tough. Just beat it. Beat it. No one wants to be defeated. No one wants to be defeated. Nadie quiere ser, pues, vencido. So get it. Lárgate. But you should leave, but you're staying here because you're a bit like hard-headed, right? Cabezota, right? It doesn't matter who's wrong or right, just beat it. So don't try to prove it, just get out of here. It's not worth it. Okay, they're out to get you. Better leave while you can. Van a por ti. They're going after you. They're out to get you. You better leave. You'd better. Más vale que. You'd better leave while you can. Don't want to be a boy. You want to be a man. You want to stay alive. You better do what you can, so beat it.
Buonasera.
You have to show them that you're really not scared. You're playing with your life. This ain't no truth or dare. Truth or dare is a game. So, hey, estás jugando con tu vida. No es un juego. Right? They'll kick you. Then they'll beat you. Then they'll tell you it's fair. So beat it. But you wanna be bad. But you wanna be bad. Just beat it, beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky and strong is your... Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. That repeats several times. Yeah, that's basically the whole song. That repeats about five times at the end. Just beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky and strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. Just beat it, beat it. Ooh!
And have a pleasant day.
There you go, and have a pleasant day. That could be, yeah, if Tino had produced the album, we'd have that at the end. And have a pleasant day. Yeah, just beat it and have a pleasant day. Maybe that'll be the Tino remix. El remix, ¿no? Con Tino, claro.
Gracias, Tino.
De nada. Okay. All right. Okay, so there you go, folks. The song Beat It. It was 1982. It was this day in 1982. No, sorry, it wasn't this day, but it was this day that Michael Jackson got married in 1996. That's why we're talking about Michael Jackson in our music section. We have to go back to Twitter because a lot of people are writing in. A lot of people writing in. A lot of people participating. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? No perdamos contacto con la realidad. Let's see. Joaquin says, Don't lose touch with the reality. We wouldn't want the. The article is unneeded here. Don't lose touch with reality. Okay? Now, Concha says, no perdamos. Right, actually, let's not. No perdamos. Let's not. That's correct. Let's not lose touch with reality. Concha. Very good, Concha. Thank you very much. Yeah, well done. Patricia says, let's not lose contact with reality. Yeah, I like that. Perder contacto. Often we say to lose touch with. Now, okay, I can't say it's wrong to say lose contact with, but lose touch. Let's not lose touch with reality. Ruben says, hey, let's face the music. Don't lose touch with reality. Yeah, good. Adelmadi's there. He's got the right answer. Let's not lose touch with reality. Manolo writes in. We have Joaquin. We got Manuel. We got Beatriz. We've got Maria Angeles. Let's not lose contact, or let's stick to the facts. Well, let's not lose touch with reality is what I was looking for. Carme, thanks for your answer. And so many others. Lots of people writing in. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So much participation today. Twitter's really blowing up. Right. Lots of life on Twitter. And I thank you for your participation there. But let's push forward a little bit. Why don't we go ahead? Some people are asking about the difference between certain words. Let's take a look at our section called What's the Difference?
Like, ask, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? What's the difference? Yeah. Our section now, What's the Difference? I have a few requests from people. This is comes from Daniel from Santander. 106.0 FM in Santander. He says, hola, Kyle, tengo un lío que no me aclaro con eso del parecido físico y el parecido en la forma de ser. Okay. Es que no sé qué decir. No sé qué quiere decir la siguiente pregunta. What were you like as a child? Okay, what were you like would be asking about your behavior, your personality and behavior. What were you like as a child? Oh, I was friendly. I was energetic. I was mischievous. What was he like? And then what is he like? You met Tino? What's he like? Oh, he's friendly. He's a nice guy. What is he like? What was he like? What will he be like in 50 years? Right? But if we're talking about appearance, then we say, what does he look like? Oh, he's very tall. Oh, he's short. He's tall and thin. He's whatever, right? What is some to be like is we're talking about their personality. And then to look like is aspecto físico.
Pero qué guapetón.
Well, claro que sí. And then we have the, how is he? How is he? This is temporary. So what is more, let's say long term, maybe not permanent, but long term, what is he like? And how is he? Oh, how is he? I heard he was ill. You saw him yesterday? How is he? Or how was he yesterday? But what is more general? You're talking about someone's personality. So you meet someone for the first time. Oh, what's he like? Oh, he's nice. He's a nice guy. You should really meet him. What is, for example, what is Fitz like? What is Fitz like? Fitz is a very dynamic guy because he's a very professional guy, but he's also a very fun guy. He's a guy who is concerned with doing things right. Right? Fitz is a very talented guy. Yeah, he's a very nice guy. He's a good guy and a very good professional. And then some people would listen to a show, a radio show, and say, what's he like in person? And most people, I think, are different in life than they are on the radio. Like, I don't know, Tino, would you say I'm different in real life than I am on the radio? Tino says no. No, you're the same. Well, I don't know. I think my personality maybe is a bit different. But Alberto Alonso, for example, he's the same. I find people say he can't possibly be that high energy, but he is. He has a very high energy show, but his whole life is like that.
It's go time.
Exactly. It's always go time with Alberto Alonso, right? He's like that. He's intense like that all the time. His life is a show. It's almost, you know, that's the way he is on and off the air. Whereas not everybody's like that. Some people are very different when they're not on the radio. And it's interesting to see. So if you meet, you know, sometimes you meet a celebrity and you go, oh, what? Oh, wow. Like, I wonder what Tom Cruise is really like. Maybe he's friendly, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what he's really like. So I hope that answers your question. That was Daniel from Santander writing in. And you can listen to us in Santander on 106.0 FM. And now we have Manuel. Manuel says, hi, I'd like to know the difference between these three words, to scream, to shout, and to yell. Because many times I doubt at the time of using them. Well, okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't like the word doubt in English. Una duda, doubt, yeah. But doubts in English, like, I would recommend you reserve the use of the word doubt to talk about questioning the validity of something. Like if I say, I'm Chinese, you'll say, I doubt it. I doubt that Kyle is Chinese. It's like you're questioning the belief or the validity of something. But anyway, the three words he was talking about, yeah, if you say, tengo una duda, it's better to say, I have a question about it. I'm not sure about it. I have some problems. I'm not sure about this. So we have to scream, to shout, and to yell. To scream, eso es chillar. Scream. To shout and yell are kind of like ways of saying gritar. I would say scream is more chillar. Shout and yell are pretty the same. We are, as you say in Spanish, rizando el rizo, splitting hairs. I wouldn't worry too much about the difference. Okay? But what is interesting as well is the use of a preposition. If you say to shout at someone or to shout to someone, to yell at someone or yell to someone. So if I yell to my friend, I see Tino down on Gran Via. He's on one side. I'm on the other. Tino, oye, hey, hey. I'm yelling to him, not at him. Yell at is like if when the teacher gets angry and the student, you didn't do your homework again. You're yelling at them. You're angry. But yelling to is when you're trying to get someone's attention. Yelling to them. Okay? Yell and shout. Very similar. Scream is a bit different. Scream is chillar. So it's usually because your fright is usually used. You use it to describe when you're frightened by something and more of a high-pitched sound. Okay? So there you go. If you have questions, feel free to write in. You can send them to me on Twitter is the best way. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. And we're going to move on. We have a few more minutes. A few more minutes in today's show, everybody. Why don't we take a look at an adjective? How about this? How about today's awesome adjective?
A. Amazing.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Cheap.
D.
Dirty.
E.
Expensive.
F.
Friendly.
G.
Good.
H.
Happy.
I.
Interesting.
J.
Jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Awesome adjectives. Today's awesome adjective is year round. Good one. Good one. Yeah, year round. So, durante todo el año. Year round. So, like, you can grow, certain types of trees grow year round. Year round. Not year around, but year round. But it's separated by the hyphen, right? The guion. Hyphen. Year round. So there are year round plants, year round activities. This show goes year round. We do break for holidays and certain things, but we're on the radio year round. It's interesting though, we don't say all day round. We say all day long. We don't say all week round or anything like that, but we do say year round. So it's kind of interesting, the use there. Anyway, so year-round is our adjective today. Year-round results. We need to improve the year-round sales. You have things that are year-round, and then you have other things that are seasonal. Okay, We had our sound earlier, and Joaquin says it sounds as if it were a folk song from an old Spanish film. Hmm, right?
Olé!
Olé. Yeah. Julian says, hey, Kyle, what are you up to? Now, be careful. What's up? ¿Qué pasa? What are you up to? Is like, ¿qué estás haciendo? It's a legitimate question. What are you up to? Well, I'm busy hosting the radio show right now. Okay, he says, it's the sound of a symphony orchestra concert. Hey, good one. I like that one. A symphony orchestra concert. That sounds good to me, right? Could it be, Tino? Symphony orchestra concert? Why not? Maybe an old recording of it. Now, Nacho says, the sounds is an old, typical Spanish movie from the 40s. It suggests an Andalusian environment with some dramatic love affair involved in the plot. Like a bullfighter and the most beautiful girl in the city who may sing amazingly. Okay, very nice, Nacho. Nice description. Nelson, it's the type of music that you'll often hear in the movies, especially in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I'm not sure whether the preposition in is correct or not in this context. Yes, you'll hear it in movies in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Sure, very good. And, yes, the sound of music of one of the films starred by P. Martinez Sorolla. Yeah, okay. And the film shows a small Spanish village. Very good, Catalina. Thank you very much. We're out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening. Stick around for Dave Boys in the Salad, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya. No esperes más.
Y aquí en su currículo dice que es usted Susana de la Tormenta de la Casa Targaryen, primera de su nombre que no arde, reina de Merín, reina de los Ándalos y los primeros hombres, Khaleesi del Gran Mar de Hierba, rompedora de cadenas.
Sí, y madre de dragones, con nivel alto de inglés. Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 911-133-5833.
Many people take English classes in their companies for many years and never reach a truly good level. This problem is almost always because the company has the tendency to dilute the investment among too many people. The available money within the budget should be focused, concentrated on fewer people, much fewer people, where it's possible to gain real solutions in a reasonable period of time. We at Vaughan Systems can help you make wise decisions concerning your investment and concerning the people, the important people, the critical people in your organization.
Deje de engañarse. Llámenos y concierte una cita con nosotros. Encontraremos la solución que necesita su empresa. 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades